So, just to refresh your memory, we are exploring and seeking to become aware of some of the patterns that we often identify with, but which we are often not aware of. And the purpose of why we're doing this, and this is extremely important. It is not because we then want to go on some sort of self-improvement expedition and try to change the things that we become aware of. Most of them are going to be relatively unflattering. But it's really not because resist the temptation to sort of beat yourself up about it or try to make a wish list of how you would like to change yourself and all these kind of things. Because if we start doing that, we're just expanding the ego structure, right? We have certain parts, and then we build on top of them other parts that are supposed to manage and modulate and scold these parts, and then these parts do something that is problematic, and we build more parts trying to change these, and we just expand and expand and expand, and it's very easy to get lost in this endless self-improvement project. Where we try to figure out how am I supposed to be in order for something good to happen. The good thing has already happened. It's already here, and we're too busy improving ourselves to notice it. That's the predicament. So the self-improvement is not helping. It does, however, help to clearly see the patterns. Because the moment you can see the patterns, you can reflect on what you are beyond those patterns. If the identification with the patterns are unconscious, it's very difficult to then reflect on what you are beyond those patterns because you might not even be aware that you are identifying with them and that there is something beyond those patterns. So does this just for a bit of orientation, right? I hope this makes sense. I'm gonna probably repeat it every session from now on to the end of the year, because it's such a temptation to go into self-improvement. And that is really not what these sessions are about. Good.